So there was a Kabbalah to make this Gzeres Shavah. So what do we do with this Gzeres Shavah? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Lenesha Kol Dovra Sheishach, to like Sibba Malva. We need the Gzeres Shavah to teach us that the lives of Neshach is not only by food and by money, but by anything. Anything I lend you, if I charge you interest, there's an Issa Neshach. So by the Malva doesn't say it. So therefore I need the Gzeres Shavah to teach us this Limud applies to the Malva also. Now, Omar Rava says, Lomali the Kosa Rachmona Lav Beribis. How come the Torah had to write a special Lav? If I lent you money, I can't charge you Ribis. And Lav the Gezel. How come the Torah had to say separate, I'm not allowed to steal from you? And the half meaning is, every Gezel and Ribis is the same thing. Like Ribis is also a type of a Gezela. I only lent you $100, and I'm asking you to give me back $120. So the extra $20 you're giving me should also be like a Gezel. So why do I have to have a special Lav of Ribis? Why isn't it included in the Lav of Gezel? And also, Lav B'Einol, like we had before, I'm not allowed to charge you a sixth. If I charge you a sixth more than it's worth, I'm over the Lav of Einol. What do I need a special Lav of Einol that should also be like Gezel? I'm like charging you too much. So Gemara says, no, Tzrich, I need all three Lavs. Because Rechman, a Lav by Ribis, the Torah Buddha just wrote a Lav by Ribis. Then you're not allowed to lend money and charge him interest, Mishum the Chiddushu. I'll tell you, here there's a tremendous Chiddush with this Lav. The Afilu Beloive Osir Rechmano. The Torah even put the Issa upon the Loiva. Like I would have thought to say, maybe the Lav should be upon the Malva. He's like a ganav. He's like stealing. He's getting back more than he deserves. But upon the Loiva, what is he doing wrong? Like the Loiva on his own will is paying the Ribis. So maybe there shouldn't be a Lav altogether. Therefore, the tremendous Kiddush in the Pasha of Ribis, that the Lav even applies to the Loiva also. Rashi says, the gods of Rolo Shle Yitneno, Vikal Meimah, Chiddushu. If I can say this lava ribbit is a chiddush, shechitcha terev zu, v'loy she'os l'chasas v'eroi. It's not stam a lava, you can't take away money from somebody else. We're not knowing it's a gezel, if I'm not from ribbit. If the Torah would have just said ribbit, I would not know there's such a lava not to steal. Only ribbit is a chiddush akro. So I can't ask me any other place. Now, v'ikos rachman a lava the gezel, let the Torah just write a lava by gezel. I would tell you no, mishon de bakorche. Gazlin, you take it away by force. Mashenke and ribbit, it's not by force. I'm telling you clearly in advance. I'm only giving you the money if you agree to pay me back $120. So the Loiv himself is agreeing, maybe that's not called Gezel. I would not know a Ribis from Gezel. Therefore, I need both Lavs. Avu, the question is, do I know? Why do I have to have a special Lav that I'm not allowed to charge you a sixth? Mua, Eima, Avu, do I know Eima Loi? Because I'm on a Lav together with Shema Kochet. Avu, do I know Eima Loi? But I know, I would not know, I know also, I know you're forcing. Like you're charging him an extra six, you're not telling him about it before. Say, Trashy, I know lo yadi bay. Yeah. Goz la kroche shakli, didn't know about it. I would know, I'm a lie. Yeah. I would not know the nisa by no. Now, the cost of rachamon alav, you know, but just wrote a lav. That you can't jip somebody by charging him too much. Mishum de lo yoda to mochel. You know what I would have thought to say why it's a lav? Because the person doesn't even realize that you're charging him so much. So therefore, for sure, he's not Michael. That's why it's Asa. But maybe other places that the person knows about it, maybe he's Michael. Maybe a Gazlan, since he knows he's taken it, maybe he's Michael it. Maybe there wouldn't be an Issa of Gzela. Maybe Ribis is worse to La Yoda. So therefore, I need all three Lavim. Zamora says, true. Chode mechod la yasti. One from one I can't learn out. But the Chura Taisi Chad Mitarte. Let the Torah just write two of them, and the third one I don't need. I should learn the third one out from the first two. So Mar says, no, let's see which ones. Hi Taisi, which one should we learn out? If you want to tell me the Lichta Rachmon Alab Ribis, the Torah should not write the Lab Ribis. The Taisi Mahanach, and learn it out from Gezna from Enoah, no. Mal Hanach, she can't Shlemi Das. I tell you, you know what? I know, and Gezla Zosa, because Shlemi Das, he didn't agree to it. But Ribis, interest that the Loiv agreed to, maybe that would be Mutter. So if I need the Lav of Ribis, good. The Mar says, okay, the Torah didn't have to write a Lav by Yano. If I charge you more than a sixth or a sixth, let me learn it out from Gezla from Ribis. The Mar says, no, if I would have just wrote the Lav of Gezla and Ribis, I would not know Yano, because I would say, that's not the way you do business. That's the way people do business. People do business by charging more. That's the way you make a living. So I would have thought to say, even if you charge more than a sixth, maybe there's no lav, it's not so bad. That's the way you do business. So I need a special lav hakro, no. Even though you're doing business by selling things, you're not allowed to sell, though, a more than a sixth more, you can't charge. Elo, the list of Rachmon allowed the Gezel. So the kasher is, the Torah didn't have to say a lav of Gezel. Ve'teisim hanach. Let the Torah just write a lav of ribis. You can't charge interest. And you're not allowed to sell something more than a sixth. And automatically, I would know there's a lav of Gezel. So my pirchus, what could you ask? Now the ribis, you can't chiddish. You want to tell me ribis is a special chiddish. That it applies even to the loiva. But I tell you, I know to chiyach. I learned that from my know. There's no chiddish. I, Mali, I know she came lo yodo mochol. That the person didn't realize it right away. The Mkesh came lo yodo mochol. He didn't know about it. It was mochol. So Rashi on this means Mali, I know she came lo yodo mochol. The person knows not to be mochol. But Mashen came by Gezel, the yoda. The person knows that it was stolen from him. Vehicle maybe the miyayish mochol. Maybe the person is miyayish and is mochol. So therefore, I cannot now Gezel from my know. Boy, I know the person doesn't realize it right now to be Michael. Mashen Kane, Gezel, the person realizes that maybe he's Michael, maybe there's no love. So Mara says, she can't lay the Michael, Ribbis Tachia, but Ribbis is the proof. The person knows about it, and still the Torah says this also. The Chazar Adin, I learn out one from the other. Leroy Zeker, Roy Zeb, Leroy Zeker, Roy Zeb. Hasara, Shavu Shabem, what's the common denominator over here? She can't Gezloy, that you're jipping the person, you're taking away more money than you deserve, whether it's to Ribbis, or whether he's selling him something and charging him too much. If these two things are also, is Afan Yovi, I would know for sure, Gezel, that I'm not allowed to take away your money. I can't steal from you. I'm for sure taking away something more than I deserve. So if so, Amri, I'll tell you, Hochinam is taka true. The Torah did not have to really write the love of Gezel. I could learn out the love of Gezel for the Mametzino from Ribbis and from Ainoa. Elo love the Gezel, Lomli, what the Torah read it for? Lekoyver Schasochir. If you hold back the wages of the people that work for you, you're asked the law of Gezel, not to hold back their wages. For the Gemara, Koivitz Chasochir, hold back the money, to Hedjik Sivet, there's a special law in the Torah like that. The Torah says, Loistasik, Schirani, don't hold back the pay of an oni, the Evyain. So Gemara says, true, but Lav Rola Vishne Lavin. I tell you, Loistigzel is also going on, Loistasik, don't hold back the wages from your worker, but it means the two Lavin. If so, the lukma ribis v'yanov alav olav shnei lavin. If so, that is sailor sigzels going on ribis on I know, and maybe those have two lavin. Why do you say it goes on schas sochi for? And about a toyzi atakashi, that is still. You should have said you get the two lavs for gzeil itself. Why not say the two lavs go on gzeil also? Look on the Gezel Gufa, the Gezel Avodim, the Yosim Ribis Venodin, and the Avodim, Ros the Karko. I thought that was a cash a little bit tight. And then there's one thing to love my Gezel, he says, because since you don't get Malkus on Gezel, since it's a lav, Shinitically I say, would rather put it on a lav that you get Malkus. To say two lavs means you get twice Malkus. But to put the lav twice by Gezel itself, you wouldn't get Malkus anyway. It's a lav, Shinitically I say, I therefore I'd rather put it by someplace else. The question was saying we're putting it by schas ochir, holding back the wages. Fred Gemara put the extra lab by ribis and by no. The lab rule of b'shnei lavin. Gemara says no. Dobra love him in yonoi. Depends where we're learning that from. Uvin yonoi the schachik sir. If it says the pasha schas ochir, loy tignot ye. Rashi lav the gezel loy sashik loy sigzel. V'chol oishe krisha schas ochiru. So the same pasuk of gezel talks about holding back the wages of your worker. Therefore we say there are two lavin. Now the Gemara is. What the Torah said not to make a gneiva? Also learn it out from ribis and from Ainoa. The chiddush is you're not allowed to steal just to give the guy pain. As even though you have that to give it back to him later, you're only doing it to give him pain. That's also awesome. And you're not allowed to steal from somebody and think, listen, I'm doing the guy a favor. I'm making a gneiva now, and later they're going to catch me, and I'll have to pay back kefil. So I'm stealing from you now. I'm going to have to give you back a present, to give you back kefil. That's also to do. That's what you need a lav of Loi Tignoi for. Omalei Rabbi Yemel Ramashi. Lav de kosu rachamona be mishkolos lomali. Why do I need a special lav that when you sell things and you have a scale, you have to have an honest scale? You can't jip the person. Why do I need a lav for? L'churas tas kvitas bechlau gzela. That's mamish yezel if you jip the person and sell him too little. So Omalei, letoimi mishkolos lomalech. That what if somebody takes his weight and sticks it into salt as if to put more weight onto it, so then it's also that's the lav. For the Gemara, Haino Gezem Ali, it's not a stealing then. It's like you're buying a Paris. You say, here, I'll pay you a dollar for a pound of Paris. And your pound, you stick into salt, that the salt gets onto the pound and makes it weigh much more. So when you buy fruits that way, you're jipping the seller. The seller, because you're getting much more. For the Gemara, it's mamash and emes alav of gezel. And the Gemara, lav or olav mishas asiyah. The chiddush here is that b'shas you do this, you're over lav. If you have your weights, your scale, that you make a phony weight there, you make it weigh too much, so you're over this lav of mishkolos b'shas, you make your weight too much. That's the chiddush here. Regular gezel is only later when you actually take too much. But the chiddush of the lav here is that b'shas you made the weight too heavy, you're over this lav. Now, Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, lo sasu obo, don't do any misjudgment, b'mishpat, b'mida, b'mishkal, b'mishura. Don't do any misjudgment when you sell with a mida, with a measurement, b'mishkal, with a weight, b'mishura, that's a liquid measurement. B'mida, what does that mean to say, zum adidas karka? When I sell your karka, measure out the karka. That means, shlo yimno, liyecha b'maisachamo, liyecha b'maisachamim. Don't sell the same property with the string that you measure it in the summertime, measure it in the wintertime. Because the string shrinks at different times. Therefore, you're selling it larger property at a different time. Rashi says, if they shachebul the string lach, you might say, it's wet in the winter time. Or mispashin, it stretches. Or when it dries up, it doesn't stretch so much. It's the opposite way. So you have to be careful when you sell kaka to give the exact measurement. The mishkal weights, to mean shalla yitmai mishkalais of a melech. You can't take your weights and dip it into salt to make the weights weigh more. Or with mishura, when you sell liquid, what does that mean? Shlo yasiach. I can't say, let's say I'm selling you a barrel, a glass of beer, and I pour it in very fast. There's come a lot of bubble, a lot of foam on top. So I'm not really giving you the full glass worth of beer or of wine. I'm selling you bubbles. That later, when the bubbles go away, it goes all the way down. That's called the mishura. You have to sell him exactly how much he's buying for. If he's buying a glass of wine, a glass of beer, you have to make sure it's a full glass of beer, and don't sell him the foam. All right, turn over. But the loy dvorim kavuchaim, it's a kavuchaim now. Or ma mishura, ma dech mishura, that's selling this liquid that has the extra foam on top of it. Shia echad mishloishim, it's a very small amount. How much foam is on top? 1/30. Belug, hekpid olav Torah, still the Torah's mak, but not to jip the person with that much foam. Kavuchaim for sure, lehin, vachatzin, or shlishahin, or reasin, belug, vachatzilug, or reasalug. For sure, if you jip the person much more and give them the wrong measurements, for sure there's this love of jipping the person. Oh my Rova, lomali the cost of Rachmoni Yetzias Mitzrayim Ribis. What a Torah to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim by the Pasha of Ribis. And Yetzias Mitzrayim Gabi Tzitzis, and the Pasha of Tzitzis also says Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim be Mishkolis. It also says Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Pasha of Mishkolis. Why? So my Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani hu shevchanti be Mitzrayim, Ben tipe shev b'chol tipe shein shev b'chor. HaKodesh Baruch Hu b'shas the Maka B'chorus knew exactly who was the B'chor, who was not. He only killed the Bechorim. And a person who's not a Bechor, he didn't kill. And so the Abish is telling us, Anihu, I'm also the one, Shehosad Lipor, I'll give back punishment, Memi Shetoylo Maisa Benachri. A person that lies to people and say, this is Goyish money that I have. O Mal Voisom Yisrael Beribis. The Lachar is, to a Goy, you're allowed to lend money Beribis. You're allowed to have Goyish money and lend it Beribis. So here the guy lies and says, listen, this is Goyish money. I'll lend it to you $100 for $120. And really it's your own money. So really, you yourself are over the Yisra Ribbis. Just you're trying to fool other people, that's Mutta, so be careful, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to know, realize that it's awesome. Or maybe the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back, maybe Shatem HaMeshkulayis HaMelech, somebody that hides, that sinks in his weights into salt, that makes the salt like cling on to the weights, that make the weights weigh much more. And Hashem knows about that. Or else, maybe Shatem HaMeshkulayis HaMelech, somebody that has tzitzis, and says he's selling tchelis, blue wool, that costs a lot of money, and really all he had was just kol ilon, that's blue dye, that doesn't cost too much. So he fools people. He dyes his tzitzis with his blue dye, and tells everybody it's real tchelis. So Hashem knows it, that's why the pasuk says by tzitzis, Yetzias Mitzrayim, be careful, don't do that, Hashem will catch you. Ravina ikloy l'sura the pras, Ravina once went down to Surah Pras. Omalei Rav Chanina misura the pras, Ravina. Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Kosovo Rachman Agav is Shrotzim normally. What does the Torah say to Pasha Yetzias Mitzrayim by the Yisra, not teach Shrotzim? Omalei, he said back to him like this. That Omar, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Ani Yushev Chanti Betiba Shabachol Tiba Shen Shabachor. Ani Yosli Porimisha Marav Korve Dogam Tumayim, the Karve Dogam Torim. I'll give back punishment to somebody that serves, sells, Kirvei Dagim, the insides of fish, of fish that's tamei, and he tells people it's from the insides of the fish that's tor. Or Moichel Nisan, he tells it to a Jew, so Hashem will pay back to him. Omalei said back to him, good, but Ani Hamalek Okashle, I had a question, why isn't this Pashit says, Ani Hashem Hamalek Eskam Yeretz Mitzrayim? Why do I have to say, it says, Ki Ani Hashem Hamalek Eskam Yeretz Mitzrayim? What if they have to say Hamala? What's the word Hamala? I'll bring you up. So, Maishinohocha Hamala, the Kos Rachmona, how come Punto via by the Pasha of Shrotzen, not he Trefus, here the Pasuk says Hamala Eskam Yeretz Mitzrayim. So, Gemarin says, Omalek at a tiny the very Bishmoel. Titon at the very Bishmoel, Oma Kodesh Bohu, Ilmol, Eloy Halais Yes to Somi Mitzrayim, El Bishvil Dova Zeh. Shane Metam, Vishrotzim Dayoi. It's enough if I took life out of Mitzrayim just for the fact that he'll be Mekabel upon himself, not teach Rotzim. Omalais, he said back to him, Ominophish Agriot's famous ribbons from its sisters, Umishkolas, is the reward. Like if you watch yourself not teach Gotzim, you get more reward than you watch yourself from ribbons and its sisters. Omalais said back to him, true, no. Afagad Lenophish Agriot, even though you don't get that more reward for watching this Indian, but it's fame Isla Mechlinu. Somebody that eats it, he's metame, he's goof, it's a bigger meat, it's a more disgusting thing. A person that eats shrotzim, eats trefus, that's worse. Your metamtam alev, that goes inside you, that's a bigger meat to a person than to do these other loves. So therefore it's called hamal eschem. Hashem, to was kedai for Hashem to take us out of Mitzrayim, that a Jew should remain tor and not put inside him any tumor of shrotzim or moshim. Now back to the Mishnah. Mishnah says again, v'ezel tarbis, what's called ribis midrabon and tarbis, that you're gaining on the deal, that's through mekachamemcha by a sale. Hamav Paris Kate Lok Menu Hidden Medinozov. Now the more says, Otto Kolhani the Amrinat Hashta La Ribisi. Like how can the Mishnah now says ribis? Before also we're talking about ribis. Of Ramavua Ad Khan Shal Torah. The first part of the Mishnah that says if I lent you 100 and not to pay back 120, that's ribis Kitsutsa, that Derech Halvo, I lent you money, that's awesome with your Isa. What the Mishnah means now is Mikan Velech Shal Devrayim. Now it's only awesome with the Rabbonin. Because now it's not derech halvo, it's not a loan, but I'm selling you, and I'm gaining through the sale, and that's called ribis midrabonim. V'chein amar rov ad kan shal Torah. The first part of the Mishnah means this is the Raisa. V'kan v'elof shal devrem zonet midrabonim. And ad kan yochid roshu v'yil betzadik. That means up until now, it's together like the roshu did the avera, but v'yil betzadik, his sons, will be able to keep it. In other words, we can't force him to pay back the money. Therefore, if he took the ribis already, his sons will be able to eat it. Rashi says, Shimei, said the father,